Hey Chad, I have a question. I wrote it down. It first was a completely different kind of question, but okay, just begin. I want to ask you, what's your favorite drink in the morning to get into the day?
Favorite drink in the morning would have to be coffee.
I would have to agree. And what's your second favorite? For example, my second favorite is water, cold water, like ice cold water with some citron in it. Kind of, you know, push me and, you know, just gets me going. Like coffee, but more healthy.
That sounds pretty good. It's hard for me to even pick a second favorite. Get the coffee. I mean, I do every now and again, I'll splurge and get a latte or something. And, you know, that's a good change or mix up.
So it's a second coffee.
It's a second coffee.
Then another coffee, and then maybe some, then some water.
Right, and then maybe some water. Yeah, but I have been. Yeah, I do drink water throughout the day, and that is definitely my second go-to drink. But and then I do love a kombucha as well. That's another kind of healthy drink that I'll get every now and again.
Yeah, that's a great drink. It's kind of also very new in Germany. Not a lot of people actually know what this drink is about, but I also don't know exactly what it is, why it is so healthy, but a lot of people are telling that it's very healthy. Do you know more about this?
You know, I'm not an expert on why as well, but I know it's got probiotics. And it's good for your stomach, I believe, and just helps facilitate some things in the body, but again, I'm not 100% sure.
I love that you can brew it yourself.
I wouldn't really cool. Try personally, but yeah, that would be good. For some. What about tea? Do you drink tea?
I wish I would drink more tea. It's always in phases. I have some always like after when I come into a phase where I've had too much coffee, I try to reduce coffee and I try to replace it with tea. And then I kind of get into tea and try new sorts and all of that stuff. But naturally, I'm more like a coffee drinker. If I had to choose one tea, I'd probably say green tea because I've heard it's the most healthy one and it still gives you some kick and some energy in the day. I kind of need that, but
I'm the same way. I wish I drank more tea, and I've thought about it. Thought about the switch, and every now and again I will, but it's very rare. I just find myself going to coffee so much more.
I feel like sometimes coffee gives you like more of a kick, right? And I think that if you've been once onto the coffee road and you come back onto the tea road, you kind of miss that speed, right?
Right. And then, yeah, just the overall, I think, culture and the vibe in coffee shops and the smell. And
oh, yeah, definitely.
I think the smell is a big part. So it's hard for me because I think I'm so used to it. It's like such a triggering factor. And yeah, it's interesting to think about. I wonder how much of it is I'm really conditioned to go for coffee and programmed for it. So I think if I made a more of an effort to drink tea, I might be able to enjoy it more. But it would be a hard switch.
But what it's saying is actually very, very deep with culture. I think, for example, when I remember the first time I drank coffee, I wasn't actually so much into coffee. I've just been drinking it because everybody does it. But the moment I really went into the coffee scene or really started drinking coffee was when I started going to these third wave coffee shops. For example, when at the time I was in India and so on. This is really the moment when I was going to the coffee culture. Like I've seeing like the baristas and how they're doing the coffee, doing the heart into the coffee, you know, when they're like putting the milk and doing their thing. It's so cool. And this was like when I kind of also like started going to the internet and, you know, watched some coffee barista videos and learned all about the culture. And this was something which really grabbed me. And I haven't been seeing so much tea culture. Maybe that is a point for me.
Right. So is coffee a big part of the culture where you're at currently? Is that a big customary thing people do every day?
I think it depends on your personal habits. Like, for example, I kind of have it in my habits to like at least like once a day go into a like a barista coffee shop, and I talk with the baristas and I ask them like what beans they use and all of that stuff. And I think a lot of people don't do that. They just want to have their coffee from the machine.
Right. You're more into it, more of a connoisseur, you could say.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, but are there a lot of coffee shops around?
In my region right now, not. It's really like I have to search for them, and I actually search for them.
Okay. Yeah, there are quite a few here. Like Los Angeles, it's really caught on, I think, probably the last 5-10 years, more and more. You know, and like Seattle, Washington is really known for their coffee, and it's a big, big cultural thing. And they take a lot of pride in having best coffee shops and the best coffee. And it's part of like the tourist culture. People go there for that. And then Oregon is a similar thing, where also known for coffee shops and having great coffee. And then I think it's caught on this area, Los Angeles. Mm. More and more over the years, kind of catching on from that trend that they've set.
I think it's been coming from America, and we adapted in Germany, but there are some good shops in Germany actually, but probably also they just adapted it from America. I think probably the coffee that you're drinking is way better than the coffee I'm drinking.
could be.
Probably.
But again, I should probably pay attention more to where everything's coming from.
Actually, what I really like about coffee and the coffee culture is that the perspective on the product, like when you drink coffee, like before I was into the culture, I was just using and consuming the product without really putting deeper thought onto the production process and the quality of the product and everything. And it's been just like fascinating to read about all of that and kind of enjoy I feel like I can enjoy the product more if I like know about the production process and the quality of the product. Like, that also gives me some better taste.
Right. Yeah, it's really interesting. And it keeps it interesting for you because it's something that you enjoy and you can take part in and make it. Yeah, you're owning it. You're more into the act of drinking coffee and getting it. And yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah.